Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of January 5th through the 12th. I have sucked on lozenges and taken Mucinex. I'm drinking tea, and hopefully I will not cough on you guys too much, although I am battling the end of this bronchial thing, so bear with me. We have three major areas to focus on in this week ahead. One is the ending of Mercury retrograde. Yay! You know, we've been in the shadow of this Mercury retrograde since the beginning of December, so I know it has been quite the backtracking session, slow down, revisiting old issues and past people and situations and sometimes opportunities and ideas and getting a chance to rethink them and see where you are with that. And slowdowns in normal, you know, current situations, sometimes some retreats of certain people or situations during this period and then a return afterwards, or you figure out, okay, that one's over. So this ends on Sunday the 8th, yay, and at that point Mercury will go direct on Sunday in Sagittarius and spend the rest of the week through Thursday the 12th, you know, in that direct motion before it goes back into Capricorn on Thursday the 12th. So this entire week we have Mercury in Sag, that's important. Backtracking up through Sunday and then forward motion in the week moving forward from Sunday forward. So we really want to get in there and talk to people or hash out our ideas or look at our agreements and decisions and rethink what we need to and move that forward with this energy flow. So Sagittarius themes mean that it is the week ahead to finalize or figure out what it is you're doing with anything legal, anything involving travel or people at a distance or foreign interests, anything with education, anything with media or marketing, anything with religion or politics, anything with weddings or other ceremonies. So, you know, you have a lot there. It's considered sage, the wise energy field where the higher mind is expanded. And so those topics, you know, are where we're at in this week ahead. So if you do need to run back into somebody over one of those topics or let something go or rework it, then this is the last few days of it. And then you get to kind of pick it up and start to move forward. So that's the other side of this, the second thing that's going to be going on. Now, Mercury moves into Capricorn on Thursday the 12th, where it will then tour for a few weeks. And in Capricorn, we're going to start to talk about and think about and, you know, move things forward in our choices with the goals that we have, our personal life goals, with our career momentum, and with anything we're doing that involves authority figures like our boss, our parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, anybody else higher up in your world. And so that really, you know, doesn't kick in until Thursday. However, we are going to have some very strong solar days that are also focused on Capricorn in this week ahead. That, you know, solar days, we tend to show up and get physically or personally involved with these themes. And so it seems like we are going to be really getting in there with our goal career or those authority figures. Friday, Saturday, that's kind of links those 2 days. And then on Tuesday, the 10th, and then on Wednesday, the 11th. So looking at how that breaks down, the Friday, Saturday days, just depends on what coast you're on, I guess. This is showing up for goals, career, and authority figures to make changes or go deeper, transform something. It's the sun sitting with Pluto on those days. There might be financial themes involved. There might be sexual themes, divorce themes, mortality issues, reproductive issues, empowerment or control issues or interests or third-party scenarios. You know, this is a conjunction, so it's not necessarily a challenging, it's just powerful, you know. So it's kind of fresh start stuff, depending on if if your fresh start is built on ending something or, you know, stepping into something brand new, you know your story better than I do. But Friday, Saturday, one of those days or both of those days, these are powerful days to show up and get involved with putting your needs forward. Tuesday the 10th, the solar energy will be squaring Uranus. So Tuesday the 10th, there's a little wild card energy there, something thrown at you you didn't expect, some last-minute scenario that pops up, something shocking or something exciting and surprising that, you know, takes you down a different path. You may be the instigator of this in some way. You might be feeling like throwing in the towel or really originating some genius new idea. Or, you know, I don't know, just approaching it completely differently. So Tuesday, keep it open, keep it loose, you know, show up again, career momentum, what you're doing with the authority figures, but expect there to be that kind of wild energy in the air around it. And then Wednesday, the 11th, we have the sun squaring Jupiter. Now, you know, the square is frictional energy, which amps things up, but Jupiter is a very expansive energy, so it doesn't typically seem to be as crazy as the Uranus stuff would be. And this is really going to focus on Wednesday, you know, going for those goals and career momentum and authority figures. But now you're dealing with partners or specialists or agents or attorneys or clients or opponents or, you know, some key in relationship balance between you and somebody else over what you're trying to accomplish here. So go big or go home. then we get to our third topic for the week ahead, which is the full moon on Thursday, the 12th. So, you know, we can see that Thursday, the 12th is really keying in to be a big day because we see Mercury exiting Sag and moving into Capricorn after all this long retrograde and now in forward motion in Cap for the first time. And then we also see this full moon in Cancer. So the full moon brings something to a climax on Thursday. This is some kind of really big ending, or you're finalizing something, or you're wrapping up a project, or there's some kind of big celebration or achievement or recognition. You know, it's an apex emotionally as you climax on something Cancer-related, astrologically, I should say. And so that means something big happening in your home, or with your family, with a parent, with a roommate, with a real estate deal, move, renovation, something pertaining to your security needs or your foundations or your history or your ancestry or what else? I think that's maybe your emotional, some big emotional climax. So, you know, with a full moon, you may start to feel that building in the few days leading up to it. And if you want to work towards trying to make something come through or wrap that thing up, and you've got the energy working with you. So it's pretty basic. It's pretty, you know, straightforward in this week ahead. And when we start to break it down for signs, Aries, you know, you've got four more days here from the 8th through the 12th to get in there and tackle any of your Mercury retrograde themes in Sagittarius. So if you still need to hammer out something from the past involving travel, education, legal, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes, then, you know, expect to hear from people or run into them or rethink those things and see what you can just turn the corner on. And then, you know, you start to have all this energy focusing on the 10th house in this week ahead. So that has to do with your parents, your bosses, your the judge, the mentor, the teacher, whoever that higher-up authority figure is. Or it has to do with your goals or your career momentum. So three topics, authority figures, goals, career. And so the Friday-Saturday energy, you want to be showing up physically over something going over there that is very powerful, maybe about some big, deep change that you're evolving. Could be about the Pluto themes of finance, sexuality, divorce, life and death scenarios, triangles. Tuesday, you have that wild card energy, so you're kind of just jumping in last minute or spontaneously, you know, and doing something that is thrown at you or that you feel like you need to kind of jump into relating to that goal, career, or authority figure. And then Wednesday, you're dealing one-on-one with the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, you know, that key relationship about it. The full moon that happens on Thursday the 12th brings the big climax for Aries with the home, family, parent, roommate, move, renovation, real estate deal. So Expect some kind of big culmination there. You can work towards that if you have some say in what's going on there. And that's your week. For Taurus, the Mercury retrograde this last week in Sagittarius, you know, you have from the date of this show up through Sunday to backtrack and hammer out anything involving past financial topics, you know, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, anything like that, commissions, alimony, whatever the outside financial situation is. Or you can be hammering out something involving your sexuality, reproductive needs, divorce, mortality issues, or third-party triangle scenarios, right? And then on the 12th, on Thursday next week, it goes direct. And so, it's already direct. See, I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment. It moves out of Sag and into Capricorn. So the Capricorn energy that's going to be in effect for Taurus all week is going to be really highlighting your ninth house. And so, you know, you're going to have major days where you need to show up or you want to show up and really get in there and make it physical or personal to you when it comes to legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. So Friday, Saturday is that power energy where there may be something in the mix, you know, that is changing or evolving or involves the, you know, the themes of your Mercury retrograde. And then Tuesday is that wild card energy. And, you know, this happens from your 12th house on Tuesday. So this definitely is most likely something you didn't expect to happen or something you're just kind of jetting off to that, you know, has some kind of karmic nature to it in some way. So be in the moment on that day. Pretty much anything goes. And then Wednesday, you have that one-on-one scenario playing out, and that will involve a work situation or a health situation. Could involve animals, could involve coworkers or hired help or paperwork. And then that on Thursday the 12th, the day of the full moon, that's when Mercury moves into that energy of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. So, you know, you'll start to get into the talks and meetings and hear the news, et cetera, about those themes. And the full moon is also that day on Thursday the 12th. So for Taurus, you know, that is in your communication sector, number one. So, you know, you can be getting the big answer you've been waiting on. You might sign the agreement. You might make the sale. You might write something or get your writing put out there on some level. You might have the big talk or meeting or interview or audition. Or offer, right? So anything in that communication realm could be coming to a big climax for you guys on Thursday the 12th. But this also in kind of the local mundane arena for Taurus could be bringing something to a head with a brother, sister, neighbor, or with vehicles or electronics or short trips or local activities. So, you know, in those arenas, again, you can work towards what you would like to see wrap up or come through, or, you know, you can just kick back and see what happens. For Gemini, Mercury retrograding in this week ahead through Sunday, the 12th is going to be in your relationship zone. So if you need to go back and reconnect with an old partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, or if there's some slowdown here, you know, up through Sunday for some reason, some kind of disconnect, well then, you know, you're given a little bit of space here and some time to rethink some things or rework them. And then on Sunday, that energy starts to go forward. So in the week ahead, you'll be able to start to really get into those talks and meetings with these people and start to move forward on whatever it is you're doing. Then you have all this energy in Capricorn that's active in the week ahead. Gemini, this is in your powerhouse. And so, you know, this is going to be focused on big financial interests, sex, divorce, reproduction, death, birth, or third-party scenarios. So pretty intense stuff, right? And you're going to be showing up for it personally or physically. So Friday, Saturday, you have the Pluto energy, which means, you know, time to evolve something or deal with changes or make changes, go deeper, you know, and it's just, yeah, what else can I say? Tuesday is the wild card energy, and this kind of is thrown at you involving aspirations in the mix, or has to do with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings of some sort. Wednesday is the kind of expansive one-on-one scenario that plays into this, and that will involve either your love life or lover or the kids or a creative endeavor or something recreational that you're doing. And so by Thursday, the 12th, Mercury then ends its time in Sagittarius and moves into this same field of finances, sex, divorce, death, birth, third-party scenarios. So you'll then start to, you know, make decisions moving forward in those areas from Thursday the 12th forward. And on Thursday the 12th, we have that big full moon in Cancer. So Gemini, this is something coming to a climax involving your income, your possessions, your purchases, or your product. So, you know, whatever that is for you, you might be wrapping up something there, celebrating an achievement there, ending one scenario there, work towards what you'd like to see come through or wrap up. For Cancer, this week ahead, you know, you've got all this Mercury energy focusing on talks and meetings and decisions, rethinking things with it retrograde up through Sunday the 12th. And then in forward motion the rest of the week moving forward. So, you know, the focus for you is going to be on your job or the work you're doing. Maybe you're working in the house or you're, you know, whatever project you've got, what putting yourself into the effort. So rethinking or rekindling or releasing something through that. Health scenarios, a lot of, you know, going back over old health scenarios and then starting to move forward with that from Sunday onward. Anything with pets, anything with coworkers or hired help, anything with paperwork that you need to tackle, you know, get it off your desk now while the retrograde is helping you go back for a do-over with that. And then, you know, again, on Sunday the 12th, you start to move forward into the next level. So then we have all this Capricorn energy that's going to be active. For Cancer, that's relationship energy. So it's an important week to show up really seriously, like there's a lot of solar energy here. So it is about you getting personally or physically involved in this. So, you know, in there with the romantic partner or the business partner, the clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, whoever, the advocate, you know, whoever this person is. So Friday, Saturday, it's combined with Pluto. So big changes or deep evolving of the situation or focusing with those people on finances or sex or divorce or mortality issues or triangles. Tuesday the 10th is that wild card energy. So something with one of these people and ties into something, you know, unexpected or sudden or spontaneous about a goal or the career or an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor. And then Wednesday you have that expansive energy that for Cancer, again, you know, you're showing up with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, whoever the person is, but now you're focusing on home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates in the scenario. And then by Thursday the 12th, Mercury moves into this relationship arena, and so then you're into forward momentum and talks and agreements and meetings, et cetera, with those people. And the full moon on the 12th is in your sign Cancer. So it's a big, you know, time of the year to have reached the end of the line on something or to celebrate an achievement, to really have a lot of focus on you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need that is reaching some kind of climax around the 12th. So, you know, go for what is good for you in this week ahead. For Leo, Mercury is doing its last little bit of retrograde now through Sunday the 12th. I'm sorry, Sunday the 8th. God, I love Mercury retrograde. I think I've said 12th for a couple of other signs too. You guys know what I mean, though. I know you know. Thursday through Sunday, it's in retrograde motion, and then Sunday through Thursday, it's in direct motion. Focused for Leo on lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. So in the retrograde phase, if you're still letting go of anything or going back and rekindling something or rethinking it, reworking it, You know, you still got some time to do that, and then you start to, into forward motion with things from Sunday onward. Then all the Capricorn energy for Leo in this week ahead is going to focus on your sixth house. So, you know, you're going to have a lot of focus on showing up and getting personally, physically involved with your work, with paperwork, with coworkers, with hired help, you know, organizing, cleaning, the details. And then you're also going to have an equal amount of energy available to really get in there and see something happen with your health interests or with animals, you know, if there's something going on in that area of your life. So all of that really is favoring you showing up and getting involved with that Friday, Saturday. It's with the powerful Pluto energy to change, evolve, go deeper, you know, or maybe focus on the financial side of things or the reproductive side of things or the life and death scenario or third party situation. On Tuesday, the 10th, the Uranus wild card energy is in there. So there's something of showing up, you know, unexpected, or you take a sudden turn in a new direction when it comes to the work, health, favor work, coworker, pets, whatever, from the ninth house. So this would involve legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political tracks that you might want to go down. And then Wednesday, the 11th, you have that expansive energy. So again, you're showing up over the work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. But now this is, gives you some kind of really big talk or interview or audition or meeting or agreement or sale or writing, you know, something in communication, maybe something big happening locally or through a short trip. Also on the mundane flip side of this for Leo, could be something big in there with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. But there you have it. And then by Thursday the 12th, Mercury starts to move into this area. So now you're really going to start to see forward momentum in your talks and meetings and agreements and sales with the job and with the health and with the pets and the paperwork, et cetera. The full moon on the 12th is in your karmic arena, Leo. There's a lot of mysterious, magical, and delusional things that happen in this part of the sky. So you have some kind of big climax here with big endings or finalizations or celebrations and achievements. So this can be about a karmic union or a rebalancing of karmic situations. It can be about a clandestine romance or romantic getaway. It can be about spiritual practices, your prayer, meditation, yoga. It can be about artistic pursuits, film, music, dance, poetry, sculpture, painting. It can be about healing or hospitals or addictions. On the challenging side, it could be about deception or boundary issues. And it could also be about research or investigation. So there's a lot that goes on in that area. So something coming to a big culmination by Thursday the 12th there. For Virgo, Mercury retrograde and then direct, you know, half the week through Sunday is retrograde and then direct from Sunday through Thursday. Really focusing on your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or something with the family, parent, roommate, you know, they're at the core root of your chart. So you do want to go back if there's still something to hash out, release, rekindle, rework from now through Sunday with it retrograde there, then get into those talks or look at those agreements or make those choices. And then, you know, from Sunday forward, you'll be able to start to move forward with those decisions or meeting people and talking things out and coming to terms with what you're doing. All the Capricorn energy for Virgo is in your house of recreation and creativity and true love and children in this week ahead. And this is the week that's really asking you to show up and get involved personally or physically with this. So that can't be too bad of a thing, can it? Friday, Saturday is with Pluto. So, you know, you're showing up, you're in there with the lover or the kids or the fun or the creative project. And Pluto themes are, you know, where it's at. So you're changing something or evolving something or going deeper. Or there's that sexual chemistry with the lover. Or there's that divorce scenario on the table that you're discussing. Or there's the big financial context to the creative project possibly. You know, so something plutonic there Friday, Saturday. Tuesday, there's that wild card energy that, again, is going to show up in Pluto's house. So now there's something either that you're being rebellious and jumping into or spontaneous about or that's thrown at you last minute and you have to kind of jump into it. And again, sexual, financial, divorce, you know, third party, excuse me, And then on Wednesday, the 11th, we have the Jupiter expansive energy that puts you one-on-one with somebody over, you know, as you're in there with the love or the creative project or the kids or the fun. And this Jupiter energy will then focus it on earnings or possessions or purchases or products in the mix. By Thursday, the 12th, Mercury then joins the energy at play in Capricorn. So now you're going to be able to then meet or talk or take the short trip or make the decision moving forward or hear from the person, you know, about the love, the creativity, the fun, or the kids. And Thursday the 12th is also that full moon in Cancer. So Virgo, this is in your social and aspirational part of the sky, something big coming to a close or coming through and celebrated and achieved. So this can be about your personal aspirations and dreams, or it can be about a friend or all your friends or a group or a gathering or social networking or something within the internet or astrology or charities or something original that you're working on as well. You know, we have our like visionary energy here in the 11th house. So something big, you know, culminating one way or the other there for you by Thursday the 12th. For Libra, in this week ahead, Mercury is going backwards through Sagittarius through Sunday, and then from Sunday forward through up to Thursday the 12th, it'll be going direct through Sagittarius. So, Libra, this is in your communication zone, you know, so you need to go back and continue to rehash old agreements or sales or writing or offers or interviews or auditions or talks or meetings or ideas. Up through Sunday and then start to see that turnaround and start to move forward in the next chapter from Sunday forward. And also Libra, this area has that mundane side, which may mean that you also are kind of rehashing some things and then moving forward in that next direction involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. So you have a lot there on the table. I'm sure you know which one it applies to you or which couple apply to you. And court energy for Libra, you know, this is all about what's going on in the home with real estate deals, moves or renovations, or what's going on with family, parents or roommates, and maybe a little bit of all that or a little bit of a few of that, you know, but it is asking you to show up and get personally or physically involved in that as the week goes on. And so Friday, Saturday, this is really power days for you there. With one of those topics and, you know, making changes or dealing with changes or evolving the scenario, going deeper, or maybe dealing with the financial, sexual, mortality, or divorce side of the scenario. And then on Tuesday the 10th, you've got that wild card energy, so something kind of, you know, out of the blue, either you're initiating it or you're responding to it. Again, you're showing up over the home, family, real estate, move, renovation, parent, roommate scenario. But the wild card energy involves a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, opponent, competitor, or somebody like that. And then on Wednesday, you have that expansive energy. So again, you're showing up in the same arena, but the expansive growth energy is playing out in your sign Libra. So, you know, something big is happening for you through this process. So allow for that, go for that if there's a chance to go for that. And then by Thursday, the 12th, you see Mercury joining in, so now you're into the talks and offers and meetings and agreements and sales and writing moving forward that are focused on home, family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, moves, and renovations. The full moon that happens on the 12th is happening in your midheaven, Libra, so this is your once-a-year big climactic moment where you can see things resolve, end, finalize, wrap up, or you can see things celebrated, achieved, breaking through, you know, some kind of big high point for you when it comes to your career, your status, your reputation, your fame, personal goal you're striving for, or when it comes to an authority figure that you're dealing with, a parent, a boss, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, somebody like that. So expect, you know, whatever you're working towards there to climax by Thursday the 12th. For Scorpio, this is our last big week with Mercury retrograde, and then it's going to go direct, half the week retrograde, then half the week direct, focusing on your income, your purchases, your product, or your possessions. So from now until Sunday, the 8th, you definitely want to be in there hammering out the old stuff, releasing, rekindling, reworking, whatever you got to do. And then really expect to start to get into the new level, the new chapter starting on Sunday moving forward. All the energy in Capricorn, going to focus a lot on communication for Scorpio in this week ahead. And it means showing up. You need to either get in there physically and show up for that talk or meeting or interview or audition, or you need to tie in your image or name or brand or title or, you know, somehow make it personal to you. It could also be about writing. It could be about offers. It could be about sales, agreements, you know, whatever it is, you can get in there and communicate over a really important week for that. And then it also has that mundane side, Scorpio, so you also might equally be showing up to deal with something going on with a brother, sister, neighbor, or with vehicles or electronics, short trips, local activities. So Friday, Saturday, this is powerful, intense. It can be about going deeper, making changes, evolving scenarios. It can be about sexuality or divorce or financial themes or mortality issues, you know, really intense communications or meetings about those subjects on Friday, Saturday. Then Tuesday, you know, the wild card energy that kind of, you know, you're jumping into spontaneously or comes at you out of the blue as you're showing up for these talks and meetings and news and et cetera, is going to focus in on work, health, paperwork, pets, coworkers, hired help, something in one of those arenas. And then by Wednesday, the expansive energy that puts you one-on-one with somebody as you're in the communication or mundane realm of that third house is in that kind of mystical, magical, delusional part of the sky. So something big going on either with the artistic pursuits, the romance, the karmic scenario, the spirituality, healing, addictions, hospitals, deceptions, boundary issues, research, or behind-the-scenes scenarios. So, wow, quite a bit there. By Thursday the 12th, you'll see Mercury then enter this arena of communication, really going to start to kick things up even a notch further for the weeks that follow when it comes to those talks and meetings and writing and interviews and offers, et cetera. The full moon on Thursday the 12th for Scorpio, bringing something to a big climax for you guys in the ninth house. So at this point, something's either ending or finalizing or wrapping up, or you're seeing a breakthrough or achievement or celebration as things culminate with legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, publicity, topics, travel plans or with people at a distance, weddings, religion, or politics. So pick your poison and work towards what you want to see come through. Sagittarius, Mercury is doing its last little spin through your sign in this week ahead, going retrograde through Sunday the 8th and then going direct up through Thursday. So, you know, you're kind of backtracking, Sag. Either you're slowed down and just take a breather and figure something out about for yourself or about yourself up through Sunday, and then you're ready to move forward into that next level, or you're going back over something important about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal goal you've set from the past and reconnecting with past people or ideas or scenarios and figuring out what you want up through Sunday and then really starting to move forward from Sunday onward. All the energy in Capricorn for Sag is income related or has to do with your possessions, your gifts, your purchases, or your products. And this is an important week for showing up and getting involved in these scenarios. So Friday, Saturday, it's power stuff. You might be going deeper, making some kind of major change or evolving a scenario there. Might tie into outside financial or third-party scenarios going on there. By Tuesday, the 10th, the wild card energy in all of this, again, you're showing up for the income, possessions, purchases, products, gifts, you know, on a personal or physical level, but now there's that kind of wild card energy involving the lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. And then by Wednesday, you have that expansive one-on-one energy with somebody that plays out with friends or groups or online or with astrology or charities or gatherings of some sort as you show up for that income, purchase, product, gift, or possessions scenario. So by Thursday the 12th, you then will see Mercury join the story. So now you can make the decisions or sign the agreements or have the talks or meetings or hear the offers about income and purchases and possessions and gifts and products. The full moon on the 12th for Sagittarius will bring something to a big climax in the other side of the financial sky, which means something big coming to a head with loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes or insurance, alimony, child support, investments, settlements, commissions, your partner's finances, you know, any of those outer financial realms. But this also has another area that's on the personal side of life. So you may have something big coming to a, you know, a climax in one of those financial areas, or you might also have something coming to a climax in your sex life with reproductive scenarios, with divorce, with a mortality issue, or with some kind of third-party triangle scenario playing out. So you're working towards those endings or achievements or celebrations in those areas. For Capricorn, Mercury, excuse me, Mercury is spending this week, last week, in retrograde mode and then going direct, all focused in your karmic, mystical, magical, delusional 12th house. So, you know, the good news is you're almost out of there. there might be some great stuff going on here, too. I don't know. But here's the deal. From now through Sunday the 8th, you guys want to get in there, and if there's somebody from the past or some scenario from the past, or you need to slow down in current scenarios to rethink something, figure out what it is when it comes to karmic relationships, clandestine romances, romantic getaways, figure out where you are with your artistic pursuits or talents or interests. Figure out where you are in your spiritual practices. Figure out where you are with healing or hospitals or addictions or other institutions. Figure out where you are with research or investigations or projects in development. So you have quite a bit there, you know. Like I said, it's just quite the weird and wild house. So, you know, you may still be talking to some people or thinking about something from the past there up through Sunday, and then whatever you decide, then you can start to really make those choices and have those talks and meetings moving forward from Sunday through the rest of the week. All the energy in Capricorn in this week ahead, obviously, is in your sign, focused on you. So it's a really important week to show up personally, physically, for your own needs, for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, whatever your strong goals and desires are for yourself. Really important week. Friday, Saturday, this is power stuff, so you can really make changes or evolve something or go deeper or purge something. You can focus on yourself and the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third-party scenarios here. By Tuesday, the 10th, that wild card energy comes in, which is going to kind of throw you, you know, spur of the moment into something involving home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. By Wednesday, the 11th, you have that expansive one-on-one scenario playing out again, showing up for you and what you need to do for yourself. But now we have this big thing going on with a big goal of yours or with your career momentum or with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, somebody like that. And then by Thursday the 12th, Mercury joins in, moving into your sign, Capricorn. So now you really can hear the news or get into the talks and meetings or make the decisions or hear the offers or sign the agreements, et cetera, that pertain to you moving forward in the weeks ahead. The full moon on Thursday the 12th is in your relationship zone, Cap. So big time for you out of the year to finalize something, end something, have a breakthrough with something, achieve or celebrate something. Big culmination there with romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, opponents, competitors, any of those one-on-one scenarios. So again, you may want to work towards what you want to see peak by Thursday the 12th. For Aquarius, Mercury retrograde in this week ahead. You know, you're going to have it retrograde from today through Sunday the 8th, and then it'll turn around and go direct. So from Sunday through Thursday, you'll have forward momentum. All of this focused on your aspirations and original ideas, but also on your social scenario. So what you're doing with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, you know. So focus on that originality and the aspirations. And if you need to go back and rekindle or release or reconnect or rethink something with any of those social scenarios, hammer it out through Sunday, and then really start to move that forward to the next level. All the Capricorn focus in the week ahead is happening in that mystical, magic, karmic, delusional 12th house for Aquarius. So you are going to be showing up in this arena. You need to show up and deal with what's going on here. So there's quite a gambit here for Aquarius. It means getting in there personally or physically with clandestine or karmic romances, dealing with spiritual practices, artistic pursuits, addictions, healing, hospitals, other institutions that you might be handling right now, research, investigations, or time behind the scenes to work something out. And so Friday, Saturday, this is deep. It's powerful. You might be making changes, purging something, evolving something. It might tie in with sexuality or divorce or finances or mortality issues. But you're showing up there and you're getting involved in one of those 12th house karmic, magical, crazy energies. On Tuesday, the 10th, the wild card energy comes in, so there is some kind of news or talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or short trip or local scenario that's playing out here that you jump into. Also, this could be some kind of last-minute thing involving a brother, sister, neighbor, or vehicles or electronics, so, you know, whatever that is, like be on your toes, I guess, on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you have that expansive energy, one-on-one with somebody involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. So there you have it. By Thursday, the 12th, Mercury joins in. Now you'll really start to see talks and meetings and agreements and offers and decisions moving you forward in the weeks ahead that have to do with those spiritual, artistic, romantic, karmic, healing, addictive, hospital, research, investigation themes. The full moon on Thursday the 12th brings something to a big climax for Aquarius in your sixth house. So something big is culminating with your work scenario, with coworkers or hired help, with paperwork, with organizing or cleaning, or something is culminating with your health or with the animals. And so this can be big endings, big finalizations or wrapping things up, or it can be big celebrations and achievements and breakthroughs, so you work towards what you can in those areas. For Pisces, Mercury is retrograde in this week ahead up through Sunday the 8th and then moves forward and will take you direct for the up through Thursday. And all of this is going to be focused on your career, your big personal goals, and anything with authority figures if you're dealing with a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, or somebody like that. So goals, career, authority figures, up through Sunday, backtrack, you know, go back and talk to past people or pick up old ideas or projects or rethink, you know, where you're at in your current scenario, release, rekindle. It's your do-over up through Sunday. And then from Sunday forward, you really can take whatever you figured out and start to move forward with that. All the Capricorn energy in the week ahead, it's really going to be asking Pisces to show up, get involved personally, physically, you know. It's going to be focused on your own aspirations and original ideas or projects, but also really focused on social themes for Pisces. So getting in there with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, whatever's calling to you. Friday, Saturday, this will be powerful, intense stuff. You know, so you either be going deeper or making changes or purging something there in one of those topics as you show up and get involved with it. Could have a financial, sexual, divorce, or mortality connotation to it. On Tuesday the 10th, the wild card energy is in the mix. So as you're showing up with your friends or groups or online or with astrology or charities or gatherings or your aspirations or original ideas, you have that wild card energy kind of tossed in involving income or possessions or purchases or products. So, you know, whatever, you might get called in last minute or you know, find some kind of last minute opportunity or make a change yourself there. On Wednesday, the 11th, the other side of the financial context comes into play as you're showing up in all those social arenas again. And so now something big one-on-one with another person involving, you know, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partner's money, Or this could have a completely opposite side from the financial. It could be on the personal side something sexual or reproductive or divorce-oriented or mortality-oriented once again. So something big there on Wednesday. And then by Thursday the 12th, Mercury joins that social story. And in the weeks ahead, we'll then be taking you forward and lots more momentum forward with talks and meetings and writing and sales and agreements and offers that involve your friends and the internet and groups and gatherings, etc. The full moon that happens on the 12th is bringing a big climax for Pisces with a lover or with your love life or with children or with creative projects or with something recreational. So in one of those areas, you can see a big ending or a finalization or wrapping up something you've been working on, or you can see a breakthrough or a celebration or an achievement. It's a very big emotional climax with one of these scenarios for you. So work towards what you would like to see come through or wrap up. And that's it, guys. It was pretty straightforward. It's Zoe Moon. You can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, hopefully with a lot less coughing. And have a great week out there. Talk to you next time.